I'm in my 410s now. My very early 410s, but I'm in them fair and square. 410s, that's the way to say 40s using the Singapore math method that they're teaching kids these days. I didn't appreciate the merits of Singapore math at first, but then I figured out that it's a handy way of confusing people about how old you are, how much you weigh, or how much money you make, if they are totally rude enough to ask any of those questions. The only people who are going to immediately know what you're talking about are the good citizens of Singapore and the small American children who are using it now to learn to count. Neither of those populations gives a crap what the answers to any of those questions are. Win-win. When I was in my 210s, when you actually mostly want people to think you're older than you are, the whole Singapore math confusion doesn't help the cause. I was very adventurous. You could convince me to eat chocolate-covered scorpions or jump out of a plane, and I would try any diet or exercise fad if it had a celebrity endorsement. I'd drive to Vegas on a whim or take off on a trip to who knows where with who knows whom at the drop of a hat. In your 20s, you're still trying to catalog the things that turn you on. You're on a fact-finding mission to experience the things that will become reference points for your future taste. In the process, you learn which things you never want to try again. Discovery, good and bad, is a thrill in its own right. In my 310s, stay with me here, math morons, that means my 30s, I was still pretty open to trying new things. The experience of motherhood was one of those things, as were germy indoor ball pits, nightmares, mommy and me classes, snore, and strained peaches, so damn delicious. Probably because of becoming a mother, the 310s were also a time when I began to develop a better alarm system for when to try new things. I learned that there is a time for cutting loose and a time to take a pass in favor of going with what you know you like and what you need. Take restaurants. In my 310s, I had a couple of favorite, no reason except that it's Thursday restaurants, and only tried a new place or a new dish if it was a special occasion. Not that Thursday isn't special in its very own way, but on Thursdays, it was usually just my son, Evan, and me, and I didn't want any surprises. That still holds true. When I'm on the mommy clock, I want predictable routine with the highest chance of happiness for our time together. A Thursday place is where I go to get food that I know Evan likes and the grilled cheese and the tomato soup I know they make so well. Veal scallopini? Thank you for the offer. It sounds delicious, but I want the thing that I know makes me happy and that I might be able to share with my son. And so here I am in my 410s, and I am happy to be able to say that I have a pretty finely tuned sense of what I like and what I don't like. More important, I have a good sense for what might be worth trying. Hey, I'm still pretty game. And what I can't be talked into trying or liking on the grounds that it's on someone else's bucket list. For instance, I don't have to go to jail to know I wouldn't like it. There was a time in my 210s when even that experience sounded like it might be worth having, if only to have a story to tell. At 410s, I'm a pretty good judge of what is worth my time and what I can go without trying in favor of honoring what I know to be true for me. That doesn't mean that I've completely sworn off trying new things, just that I'm old enough to know that I'm not going to miss out by not trying everything that comes my way. As Popeye said before popping a can of spinach into his pie hole, I am what I am. And man, it feels good to have arrived at this stage of the game.